This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've heard a lot about the Bureau of Labor Statistics revising down their total tally of jobs created in the year through March 2024 from 2023 to 2024 by as much as 818,000 jobs. Sarah Foster, Bankrate analyst, joins us. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sarah, a lot of people are trying to make something a little devious about all of this. I don't really see that by any stretch of the imagination. What is this? What does this mean? And how do we interpret what this data that's just been released?
Yeah, you know, I think the high level takeaway here is that job growth was revised down by the most since 2009. However, I don't really think the story about what we're seeing in the labor market and even the economy has changed that much. I mean, we know the economy has been slowing down. The job market, you know, hiring has really lost some steam as the Fed has been trying to raise interest rates to cool inflation. But that was really kind of what, you know, the doctor ordered here. It's a symptom of kind of what the doctor ordered. And I don't really think that this really shows much about, you know, whether the economy has slowed more rapidly than we expected. However, it probably does show that the slowdown in the job market, which we've really been paying attention to over the past few months as we've seen the unemployment rate tick up, it might have started a little bit earlier than suspected.
So obviously, one of the byproducts of this is that the Fed in September will more likely than not reduce rates, and there will be those that will they say that this is a success story. True or not?
Well, I think what you can really look at is unemployment is on the rise, but it remains historically low. You also do see that the consequences of bringing inflation down from that peak of 9.1% in June 2022 to today's level of 2.9%, you know, haven't really been as stark as some were expecting. You know, I remember over a year and a half ago when the Fed first started raising interest rates, you know, it was in the middle of that tightening campaign that a recession was the predominant forecast. It had hit as high as a 2 in 3 chance, and the economists that we survey at Bankrate, that narrative started to shift as consumer spending held up, as the economy continued to grow. You know, I think that the Fed would be far from declaring mission accomplished because inflation right. does need to fall slower. But what we have seen in the economy, at least today, has been a slowdown, but it's been much less severe as the one we expected.
Falling more in line with the language of a soft landing?
I think the way that I have often thought about a soft landing is that, you know, it cannot be as hot as the economy was post-pandemic. You know, a lot of workers that I talk to in my role at Bankrate ask the question of, will we ever go back to that post-pandemic labor market where there were 12 million job openings, where Americans were seeing the fastest wage gains in 20 years? You know, I think that the Fed it really wouldn't probably prefer to go back to that because that was the overheated labor market that triggered some of the inflation that we saw post-pandemic. I think what really we can probably hope for is that, the economy does just gradually slow. You know, hiring doesn't fall off a cliff. Americans who want a job can still find one. But, you know, that gangbusters 2 jobs for every unemployed worker probably was a little bit too hot. And so I think the overarching message here is that even in a soft landing, it could feel slightly uncomfortable. But of course, the alternative of a recession here, you know, that soft landing is the much better outcome than a recession.
But the pandemic was really an anomaly, right? I mean, we kind of compelled certain things to happen by basically shutting down the world in many respects, and also handing out a lot of money. So folks really didn't have to work. So we created the vast majority of these openings that occurred because people made decisions based on the now, not necessarily the future, right?
And I think part of the reason, too, why job openings were so high wasn't just because the job market was running so hot. It was because so many industries that had laid workers off were trying to quickly bring them all back to work. Right. And I think what we learned is really 2 lessons. You know, it's really hard to flash freeze the economy, thaw it out immediately, and then expect things to go back to normal. And it's also really hard to kind of forecast how the world's largest economy can respond to, you know, things like this. And so I think the pandemic was absolutely a once in a generation, you know, circumstance where it's very hard to really see how the economy could respond to that.
Yeah. Sarah, I guess, you know, regular Joe out there hears this data report of a revision of over 800,000 jobs, and that's still a preliminary number, right? Or has that number been finalized?
Yeah, so this will be revised again. So this is just the first look at it. But, right. You know, 818,000, that's just down by about 0.5%. So it sounds like a large number, but that was what the revision was.
So when we look at it, I mean, obviously some folks are saying it's, you know, really statistically significant. Others say not so much. What is it? If it's one and not the other, still, if folks are asking, is there a flaw in the manner in which we collect this data? Or is this just, we know that it's just, this is hard data to collect because of the manner in which we conduct surveys?
Yeah, I think it's really all of the above. I mean, I think, you know, taking a step back, the main message is really one of an economy that is slowing and one of the Fed that will probably, you know, they are going to have to eventually start to cut interest rates because rates are too restrictive. But I think, you know, the issue all along has been that data is released with a lag. It's often revised. The Fed is really looking out the rearview mirror while it's driving the car. It's not able to look at what's out ahead of them because of the way that our data is collected. You know, I wouldn't necessarily blame that on a survey flaw. It's kind of the way that things work and how we have, you know, the length of time that it takes to put surveys together. But I've also seen, you know, there are whispers of other economists here, too, who are paying attention to the response rates of the data. They do say that that could be a flaw post-pandemic in the way our data is collected and one reason maybe why these revisions are larger than normal. But it's not enough to discount the validity of the data.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some that are saying that one thing that may be leading to this is the fact of number of immigrants that have come into the country, both legally and illegally, and the jobs that they're taking that are kind of skewing these numbers. Possible?
One thing that the Fed has been often speaking about is the fact that last year when we were seeing those strong job-related job growth numbers, one of the reasons why it wasn't triggering more inflation is because the labor force has increased. And in fact, last year, we really did see the labor force increase by the largest percentage in over a decade. And so I think that labor force growth is going to be key here, at least as far as, you know, maybe looking at the reasons why unemployment is increasing. It's of course, the economy is slowing, but one reason why joblessness has increased, at least over the past several months, is because that bottom denominator here about the share of Americans who are looking for work and available for work has increased.
So, part of, I think they influence one part of the equation, and then in the revision when we go looking at, you know, unemployment insurance and, you know, when you file for unemployment and state tax records, a lot of that doesn't appear because they're on a cash basis in a lot of these businesses, right?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, talking about jobless claims, I think something that is always important to keep in mind is that the applications for new unemployment insurance benefits are still, you know, relatively low, and they've really been relatively low since last summer.
Right. So to be so, your takeaway in the end on this on this revision?
Yeah, I think my main takeaway and something that I think is important for everybody to know is that the economy is slowing and job growth is weaker than it was immediately after the pandemic. You know, you're likely going to hear Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He has his big speech tomorrow at the Central Banking Symposium that's widely watched. He's probably going to put a September rate cut on the table, even though many officials on the Fed have already been speaking about how it might be, become time to cut interest rates. You know, I think really the biggest question here is whether the economy is slowing down drastically or just renormalizing after being so overheated post-pandemic. You know, we're hopeful that it's the latter here. And as the Fed eventually begins to gradually cut interest rates, we hope that the economy will continue to keep chugging along.
And unfortunately for us, we won't know until it actually happens, right? Because most of us are looking in the rearview mirror as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we were talking about the lags with data. It's not just impacting central bankers. It probably impacts all of us, too, who are making forward-looking decisions about the way the economy is behaving.
Absolutely. Sarah Foster, bank rate analyst, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great weekend.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, that's Sarah Foster with Bankrate. We go to Mark Hamrick and Sarah and others quite a bit. We really appreciate their perspective on this, fair, balanced. I always like to get their spin on what is actually happening out there. They spend a lot of time looking at a lot of data, and we appreciate the same. And one of the things that I just wanted to say, you know, there's a whole lot out there trying to politicize this, saying that this is a big scandal as it relates to this number. This is something that's been done, you know, every year. And even, you know, in the previous administration, while Donald Trump was in office, they had overcounted job growth by over a half million jobs at one point in time in 2019. You know, so, I mean, every administration, they benefit sometimes by the miscount. They don't benefit. The revisions come out. They come out when they come out. It's not about timing, because if it were about timing and somebody was really trying to help, you know, the Democrats at this point, they wouldn't have released this today or yesterday, right? I mean, during their convention? I don't think so. So, I mean, you know, just don't get caught up in that rhetoric, because it goes nowhere. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.